Hello guys, I'm Ayush Joshi Gewali, and my topic of presentation for today is reconciling laser diffraction and pipette data. Pipette method is one of the widely used method to measure particle size distribution. And as you can see, the setup in figure 3 down there. But more and more people are moving towards laser diffraction because of the obvious benefit that less soil is required and less time is required for the analysis. But as you can see in figure 1 up there, the particle size, the CDF generated by these two methods for the same sample does not necessarily match always. So our approach is to model the CDF obtained by both methods using a Weibull distribution, which is quite often used for particle size distribution. And this is basically a regression study where we do a regression for the fitting parameters of Weibull distribution. Those are alpha and beta. Moving on to the results, we got first the sensitivity analysis. This figure is a Weibull distribution where we changed alpha and kept beta constant. So it's changed quite a lot compared to this figure where we changed beta and kept alpha constant. So it shows that the Weibull distribution varies more with alpha. We grouped our samples. We measured 100 samples by both methods. We grouped our samples according to clay and sand content. While doing that, the beta seems to be fairly constant within a group, as shown by the standard deviations within each group. So for this analysis, we're taking the mean beta within each group. For alpha, we're doing a regression analysis. So here we got, in the y-axis, it's alpha obtained from pipette, and in the x-axis, it's alpha obtained from the laser diffraction method. As you can see, it's within each group, the alpha, this correlation is pretty good, with the R-square of ranging from 0.6 to 0.8. We did this for all the groups above, and we got pretty consistent results with the correlations. And we wanted to validate our results, right? So moving on to the validation part, we selected a separate set of soils for validation, but I just selected one graph because it's fairly representative of what I got. So as you can see here, for the validation, I plotted CDF obtained from pipette, laser diffraction, Weibull modeled pipette, and my regression obtained CDF. The model does a fairly good job of fitting the model, and we get the sum of squares errors is decreased a bit using our regression, but almost all the cases, the clay content, our model is underestimating the clay content from the pipette, as you can see down there. We assume that this is because the Weibull distribution is not flexible enough to fit all particle size distribution, and it needs to be modified to fit particle size distribution. So moving on to the summary we got here. As discussed with the sensitivity analysis, alpha is more sensitive compared to beta in case of Weibull distribution. Alpha shows high correlation within each group, as you saw there, with correlations ranging from 0.6 to 0.88. Weibull seems to fit better with more clay, but we need to verify that with more samples. Not flexible enough, like I told you earlier. So our next approach will be to fit, make a three-parameter model, refine the Weibull a little bit, maybe an offset factor, a weight factor in there to get the fit better, and hopefully in the next meeting give a proper reconciliation of pipette and laser diffraction data. With that, I'll take questions. Thank you.
Any questions?
Yeah, I think you have a point there. First, we just did the sample to 2 mm, just did whatever that's needed for the pipette, including the hexameter, like mixing it with hexameter so that it's better to compare. But I think seeing that, I think you make sense, because we can separate the sand, the coarser, and we can fit better with that distribution. Actually, we're going to try that in our next step, actually. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep. Thank you so much.